Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you for the applause. This is CKUW 95.9. My name is Patrick, and the show, as the gentleman says, is time to fasten your seatbelts. As regular listeners know, this show is dedicated to guitar-driven rock, blues, folk, punk, and maybe even some country from the 60s to the present. Today we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to start with some music from the 60s and continue to the present. And all of the music today that you're going to be hearing will be live bands. Not live in the studio. It's a little crowded in here already. But they are these bands performing at their best. Although we'll leave that to you to decide whether the studio recordings are superior or the live recordings take the cake. But we're going to start with a band called Slade from England. They arose in the 60s and continue to play all these years later. And we're going to hear a song called Hear Me Coming.
Thank you. glad you have come. I'm all glad you've come. That was Amy Corlin, of course.
And that was, as Noddy Holder said, Hear Me Callin', from the band Slade. Our next band is also a British band, and also from the 60s, and although the lead singer, Eric Burdon, I believe, is still playing and singing as he approaches or is actually into his 80s. But the Animals are a band that also came through in the 60s. That's where they began to have achieved some notoriety. And they have a unique sound, which is credit to their lead singer, a guy named Eric Burdon. So we're going to listen to a tune from the band called When I Was Young, and you're going to hear Eric Burdon on lead vocals. Here it is. And that was Eric Burden and the Animals singing about when they were young, and now they're a little older, as he does suggest in the song. Anyway, our next band is an American band from the 60s and the 70s a little bit, a band called the Jefferson Airplane. And they were very prominent in the 60s, and they certainly had some longevity going into the 70s. But we're going to listen to a cut from one of their earlier LPs and from a live performance as we stick with that that process. So we're going to hear from the Jefferson Airplane, and we're going to check out a song called Volunteers, Volunteers of America, as it turns out. That's too much applause. I'm just a lonely disc jockey here in the studio, but your real stars of the show are the bands. And of course, this that was Jefferson Airplane with their tune White Rabbit. We're going to move on, move up in time a little bit to a gentleman from the more the 70s into the 80s, a gentleman by the name of Robin Trower, and he's a terrific artist, and well worth a listen. He is also notable for his longevity, as he has been playing with his bands, various ones, been playing them for quite a few years now, and he is in his 80s, I believe, still playing the blues. But he also has a great catalog of songs from the present, so this is that he's still playing. And so this is a song called Lady Love, and this is Robin Trower.
Thank you. We're going to do one of our favorites off the first album. This is a slow thing called Daydream.
And that was Robin Trower playing his tune called Spellbound. The next band we're going to listen to is going to come up in a couple minutes, actually. First, a little bit of an introduction to Gary Moore. Gary Moore is, there he is, unfortunately, was a British musician who emerged in the 80s, in the 70s, actually, and was contributing, and unfortunately died in the 2000s. And he is certainly a force to be reckoned with. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Gary and his tunes. This is a song called The Mojo Boogie. And the artist, for all you paying attention at home, is The Mojo Boogie.
This is called The Mojo Boogie.
One, two...
Sure, had a wonderful time. I've been in New Orleans. I sure had a wonderful time. I was high, high as a Georgia pine. A gypsy woman took me down to Rampart Street. I met everybody there. Wanted to meet you, said, look, here, Gary, come. Listen to me, we got something tonight. Rub your feet, come the Mojo Boogie. It's called the Mojo Boogie. The Mojo Boogie, but yeah, just slide on down. But she was teaching me brand new way. I said, tell me, gypsy woman, tell me what to say. They got the Louisiana boogie and the other kind of thing. They even got the thing they call the mojo head. The mojo boogie. The mojo boogie. The mojo boogie. Again, the slide on down.
Technical trouble here. We're having a little difficulty with the player, but hopefully that gave you a little bit of a sense of Gary Moore and his musicianship. Certainly a very talented artist, and died much too young. Anyway, we're going to move on because that particular CD and is not performing the way we want it to. So we're going to move on. What else can you do? So the next band is a band called King's X, and a personal favorite of mine. They're a power trio led by a guy named Doug Pinnick, and they flourished particularly in the 1980s and then up to the present. Their drummer had to step aside for some medical treatment, but he is better, and they are again on the road performing. Certainly Doug Pinnick would be the pinnacle of the band, and a very very talented musician who actually plays with other bands and with in other situations. So we'll listen to some of their songs and see what you think. So this is from their one of their live LPs. Of course, that's our theme today as we try and check out some live music. And we're going to listen to a song called Over My Head. And there we go. Going to play it now.
Over my head, it's loud and clear. It's going. Welcome to the First Church of Rock and Roll. We're the pastors, Ty Tabor, Jerry Gaskell, and I'm Doug, we reside. We bring you music to fill your soul. We bring you music to lift you up. We bring you music to make you think. We make music for your enjoyment and your pleasure. Music. I don't know what I would do without music. Music got me through a lot of hard times. It's all right, it's all right. We have music to bring us up, and music to bring us down, music to make us happy, and music to make us frown. All-purpose music, and it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. If you make music, don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody deter your direction. Make the music that you want to make, no matter what they say. If it's from your heart, if it's from your soul, it's good. It doesn't have to have a name, no brand, it's just music. It's very important to make music from your heart, from your soul. When I was a young boy, my aunt, she told me one time, she looked me straight in the eye and she said, Doug, it's a terrible thing for a man to do the thing he don't want to do for the rest of his life. And I decided, I'm gonna make fucking music. You are the King's Esquire. And I've been listening to you sing all night long. And you sound good. It's all right, it's all right. Music, music, I hear music.
Music, music, I.
That's Doug Pinnick and King's X with a extended version of their song Over My Head. Anyway, we'll keep going here. We're running out of time. We want to get a few more tunes in. And our next artist is a guy by the name of Bob Mould. If you're fans of Husker Du, a band from Minneapolis, he was one of the members there before the band dispersed, and he is set off on his own path as a solo artist, but he is also a very talented artist, and certainly pleased to be able to show some of his songs on the show today. So this is a song called Ego Override, and you can hear the serrated guitar that he plays here. It's quite effective. Anyway, Bob Mould. That was Bob Mould, and we have time for maybe a couple more tunes. We're going to turn our heads to a gentleman by the name of Robert Randolph, who is an American flat pedal steel guitarist with a unique guitar sound, and this is one of his extended songs called I Don't Know What You Come to Do. Anyway, this is Robert Randolph and the Family Band, and here they are.
Now, we're going to have some fun right now. I don't know what you come to do. Anybody came to stomp their feet? For those of y'all who don't know what feet stomping is, we about to do some feet stomping. When you hear Marcus do this on the drums, you stomp your feet. When you hear Marcus do this on the drums, you stomp your feet if y'all did not hear me. When you hear a either me or Danielle say, I come to clap my hands. You clap your hands. I know you know how to clap. When you hear me go like this, woo! I don't care if I lose my voice tonight. It's almost gone anyway. I'm going to say I come to scream. Now you can scream, you can clap your hands, or you can stomp your feet. If you don't want to do neither of those, you go outside and catch some air. Because you in somebody's way who want to let loose right now. Somebody want to let loose. Somebody said they did not come out here and stay till 1, 2 in the morning for nothing. You are in their way. Get out. Danielle gonna give you the bass. Give him the bass, Danielle.
And that is the amazing playing of by Robert Randolph and his family band, a terrific, terrific act. I cut them a little bit short here, but I highly recommend you pick up any of their discs. I've got just enough time to play one more tune, and so we're going to slip in some Gary Clark. To his regret, is known as the new Jimi Hendrix, but I think he's going to carve his own path, and certainly has with his time. So we're going to listen to one of his songs, and thanks for listening, and enjoy Gary Clark and his tune. And his tune is Bright Lights. So let's listen to the Bright Lights of Gary Clark.
Still alive.